Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is underway, and our next guest, he writes and talks golf for Fox Sports. Very happy to welcome Shane Bacon to Chad Jordan Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Shane, good morning. Great to have you on the show.
Hey, anytime, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, the Open Championship, as you know, a lot of times it lends itself to a, not necessarily a no-name, but sometimes a relatively unknown golfer rising up out of the pack to win the championship. Did you see it that way coming in, or do you think it's going to be one of the established names getting over?
You know, when you look at this golf course historically over the years, it is a place that kind of allows the random player to be successful. But, you know, you look at this early leaderboard, I mean, you're seeing a lot of names that you'd probably think would be in there. I mean, Phil Mickelson, of course, one kind of surprise Open winner at Muirfield. But, you know, I mean, Rory played well. Jordan Spieth is right there. Patrick Reed's kind of having the breakout major that we've all kind of anticipated him having. And again, there's an American-heavy leaderboard that seems to always happen when the Open goes back to Royal Troon.
All right, so what type of conditions will we be looking at Royal Troon over the next 3 or 4 days?
Well, today it's about as good as it's going to get. Tomorrow is supposed to be real nasty. I think it's going to look a lot more like a British Open to people that are going to watch it on TV. It's supposed to blow really hard. There's supposed to be rain coming in. So I do feel like it's one of those go out and get it today type of Opens where if you don't post a score today, it's going to be really hard for you to make up some ground because it is supposed to be windy and rainy on both Friday and Saturday over in Scotland. So I think if you watch it this morning, you're going to see a sunny, American-looking British Open, and I think that'll change quickly as we get kind of into the weekend.
We're talking with Shane Bacon of Fox Sports, taking a look at the Open Championship. Now, someone told me that you used to be a caddy at St. Andrews. Is that the case, Shane? And if so, what was that experience like?
Yeah. I went over there after college. Me and a buddy of mine packed up. We didn't have jobs, so we kind of went over as dumb 21-year-olds.
All in. That's all in.
We got jobs. We lived with an old Scottish lady that gave us one of her bedrooms that we bunked up in there, and it was a pretty fun experience. I mean, you know, you got a lot of Americans, and what I learned is when they came over, if it was early in their trip, they were bummed out to have a young college American kid caddying for them. But if it was later in their trip, they loved having us over there because, you know, some of the Scottish caddies can be a little rough around the edges. So I think sometimes when they saw an American face, they got a little excited. But it was awesome. I mean, walking that as your office, you know, 5 or 6 days a week was pretty tough to beat. I'm glad we did that.
In your opinion, is golf ready for the next superstar? Is Jordan Spieth, or you're talking about Roy, you thought Roy was, everyone said, okay, is Roy going to be the guy and he switches clubs and who's that guy that you think is going to be the consistent thing and say, wow, this guy is going to be special for a while?
I mean, I think there's three names when you kind of look at something like that. I mean, I think Rory and Jordan Spieth are there. I think Jason Day's the other. I mean, I think that the fact that you're looking at three people from different parts of the, of Earth, really. I mean, you're looking at somebody from Australia, you're looking at American, and you're looking at somebody from Europe who we play against in the Ryder Cup. I think that's what's so special about this group of young guys. But I think those are the three. And you know, I think Rory has been licking his chops for this week among all others. I mean, I think that he's sick of hearing all these people talk about the other big names and Spieth and Day and getting those questions. I think he's ready to show people, you know, I am the best player in the world. You know, you see Dustin Johnson kind of add his name to the mix winning it at Oakmont. But Rory played solid today, and I think he's going to continue to do it. I think he's really been locked in for this week in particular, and I'm excited to see what he can do because I think of all those players I named, even the three, the quote-unquote big three, I think Rory's the one with the most talent.
Shane, speaking of former superstars, when I was looking at the field, it dawned on me that Tiger Woods, you know, that name is not there. He's been gone a while, and I'm just wondering, is golf over Tiger Woods, or do they still miss him? And how surprised are you that he's not back?
I don't think golf's going to get over Tiger, but I do think that it's one of those, I think it's like a marriage, or I guess a marriage that goes in the toilet. You know, you always remember the person, but you've kind of moved on a little bit. I think that with Tiger, you know, we do have this new crop of young players, and we're focused on him, but anytime Tiger does anything, he steals the headlines in golf. Not just golf, really, but sports. So I don't think it's ever going to be one of those situations. And until Tiger officially says to people, I am done playing professional golf, I'm never going to play again, you know, we're always going to have that thought in the back of our heads. So while I do think that golf in general is looking at as the next big thing, I mean, kind of what you asked, you know, who's the next big player, who's going to take the reins here, I think there's a lingering thought in the back of our heads, like, is Tiger going to make a comeback? And you know, ask your question about am I surprised? No, I hoped he'd take this year off personally, because I think if he does come back ever or does make one final run, I hope he does it when he's 100% healthy. And I think that's one of his issues that he's done, you know, in the last 10 years of his career, is coming back a little too early and not being 100% healthy. So I just want him to be physically at 100%. So if he does come back, he can at least have that, which is something we haven't really seen him do when he's made these kind of half, you know, comebacks lately.
Hey, Shane, one of the popular picks this week has been Dustin Johnson. How do you expect him to play over the course of the tournament after the success at the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I think this is the major that sets up the best for Dustin. You know, putting is probably the one part of his game that's not as high up as maybe his ball striking or the way you can get the ball off the tee. I think that Royal Troon has the flattest greens of any major you'll ever see. So I expect Dustin to have a lot of success. You know, when the wind blows, Dustin's one of those guys that hits that low penetrating ball off the tee. He can kind of move the ball either way. And I think that really lends himself. I think when the weather gets bad, it actually benefits Dustin Johnson. I would be shocked if he wasn't in the top 10 come Sunday.
He writes and talks golf for Fox Sports. Shane Bacon with Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Shane, really appreciate your time. Great insight on the Open Championship. Enjoy the tournament, and we'll talk golf with you again soon.
Hey, anytime, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.